Celebrating 30 years on Utah's airwaves, Western Life Radio thanks you for joining us around the campfire and for your ongoing support to Utah's longest-running home, garden, travel, and outdoor adventure program. You can always join us on our online campsite at westernliferadio.com.
Keep yourself safe this winter season. Wear layers to protect yourself from winter's cold. Also keep a hat, scarf, and mittens on hand as essential winter gear. Select footwear appropriate for snow and slush, and be sure to keep extra dry clothing in your vehicle in case you get wet. These winter safety tips are brought to you by FEMA, the Region 8 Youth Preparedness Council, this station, and Western Life Radio.
Never drink and ride. Alcohol and snowmobiles do not mix. Alcohol slows down your physical and mental reactions, affecting balance, coordination, and most importantly, judgment. It also greatly reduces your risk of hypothermia. Know how prescription drugs affect you before riding. This information is brought to you by Utah State Parks OHV Education.
Discover the magic within Utah State Parks with an annual State Parks Pass. From boating and fishing to hiking, camping, and off-highway vehicle adventures, Utah State Parks offers a wide variety of activities in the great outdoors. An annual State Park Pass opens the gate to year-round adventures at an amazing price. The annual State Park Pass provides day-use access for you and your family. In addition, Utah State Parks opens the gate to cultural and historical parks where you can learn more about Utah's rich heritage. And don't forget to reserve your favorite campsites year-round with options in teepees, yurts, and hammocks in addition to the standard tent and RV options. Visit the trailhead for more information at stateparks.utah.gov.
Faster Utah empowers teachers, administrators, and other school staff to defend themselves in case of a school shooting. We teach advanced firearms and trauma first aid skills. Graduates of the Faster program pass the same post-qualification shoot as Utah law enforcement. For more information and find out how you can help, go to fasterutah.org.
Connect with the world through Rise Broadband and stay in touch with all things important to you and your family. Known as the number one fixed wireless internet provider in the United States, Rise Broadband will keep you connected with work, school, shopping, and entertainment. Whether you live in a suburban or rural area, Rise helps keep you and your family connected with the people and things that you value most. Rise Broadband offers flexible packages designed to meet your budget so you can enjoy all your favorite music and movies with fast, reliable, in-home Wi-Fi. Stream your favorite shows, play the hottest games without buffering, and stay in touch with family and friends. Get more for less with Rise Broadband. To check availability in your area, visit risebroadband.com or call 844-411-RISE.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Put on your helmet, let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
As we enter this month of Thanksgiving, Sportsman's Warehouse would like to say thanks to you. We love being your local outfitter and sharing in your success stories and outdoor adventures. Check us out on the web at sportsmanswarehouse.com or come visit us. Sportsman's Warehouse, the great indoors for those that love the great outdoors.
With your host, Brian Brinkerhoff.
Camping in the mountains, fishing in a stream. The great outdoors is where you want to be. Western Life. Western Life Radio.
Dave Whittakin joins us once again with the U.S. Forest Service. We're talking about Christmas tree permits. Thanks for taking time with us today.
You're welcome.
We are honored to have you on the program. This is going to be a lot of fun. One of our favorite topics throughout the year is Christmas tree permits on Forest Service lands. And although it is a very popular activity for many people in the state of Utah, there's a lot of people that aren't familiar with this pastime and this tradition.
Yeah, it's available on national forests throughout the state of Utah. So it really is a great opportunity for families to get together, go out on the forest, cut their own Christmas tree, and really enjoy some time out in the woods.
No question about it. And there's many areas throughout the state where this is available.
There are. Each national forest has permits available. Some are already available right now, both in some offices and online on recreation.gov. And you can search for that. So the opportunities are out there right now.
I'm kind of excited about this new evolution of changes which have happened in the past couple years. The purchase of these permits through recreation.gov has been a game changer, kind of spawned on by the pandemic.
It has been. It's a good opportunity for people to try to get that permit without having to stand in line in some of our offices. And I expect they'll still go pretty fast. So if you're interested in one, I would look into how you're going to do that. But it saves people potentially a trip or gives them the opportunity to plan ahead and maybe travel across the state to somewhere they haven't been before if they can get a permit on that forest.
You're exactly right. And that's one of the things that I've really enjoyed. I live in Utah County, and over the years I've had to drive up to Wasatch County, drive up to Heber to get those permits. And that usually means getting up there about 2 in the morning and then camping out on the doorsteps for a while, and this eliminates a lot of that.
It does, and as I said, I think they'll go pretty fast online, but it's something you can do from the security of your home and on your computer as opposed to sitting in line.
Exactly. Now, I know a lot of people are out there going, wow, we've got a lot of fires throughout the state. Why is this opportunity even available?
Well, we still have a lot of areas with smaller trees, and we haven't burned our entire forest. Only a small percentage really has been impacted by wildfires, and it has a variety of benefits. One, it's a wonderful recreation opportunity for families. Second, we have a lot of forests that need to be thinned, and these smaller Christmas tree-sized trees are ideal for people to take and get out of the woods. You can go out on an aspen stand and cut probably a pretty nice tree out from under aspen, and you're helping maintain those aspen forests on our landscape.
I love the way you put that. That's the way we've felt over the years. Two reasons. One, in those aspen groves, they tend to be a little less lopsided. You get a little more well-rounded trees in those little aspen groves. And then we also feel like we're making a difference in helping maintain our forests. And that's a sense of satisfaction for our family when we go out and have a sense of feeling like we're being part of the forest management.
It absolutely is. It meets the goals that we have for managing the forest. In addition, the majority of the money that are collected with the permits stay on the national forest where you purchase that permit, so they can be used to improve and build on the Christmas tree program. So from the Forest Service standpoint, we are also getting a benefit out of this, and that money, most of it, stays on the forest where you purchase.
You've kept those prices very reasonable over the years on every forest in the state of Utah.
And there's a cost to driving out to get a tree and looking for that perfect one. But I think there's also that benefit that you get to being out on the forest and enjoying that. And across the Unawasatch, cash permits are $20 per tree. So they've climbed a little bit. But yeah, I agree. I think they're still pretty reasonable.
When you consider what's going to be in the lots this year, a lot of those same trees are easily going over a couple hundred bucks sometimes. And as I understand it, there's going to be a Christmas tree shortage this Christmas.
I had not heard that, but I can say at least on National Forest, we're not short on trees right now.
I like that. And although some areas may sell out, with a little more diligent hunting, there are permits available that usually don't sell out.
We rarely sell out on the Evanston Mountain View Ranger District. I think there might be a perception that that area is a long ways to drive. But I think when you're on the Wasatch Front, it's not as bad to drive around to Evanston and go to the forest as it may be to drive to Heber and go to that forest as well. I think it's a pretty similar drive.
Again, beautiful forest. Everyone has a little different personality. And once you develop a couple years under your belt, you get to know the area a little bit, and they become favorite areas. They become part of your Christmas tradition in your family.
I think some folks will go out and scout Christmas trees similar to how they may go out and scout elk or deer, looking for that perfect tree throughout the summer. So when the opportunity comes, they're ready to go.
I'm pretty sure you're right. I'm always amazed at how some people come in after we do and they leave before we do. And they come out with a spectacular tree.
Yeah, they probably searched it out.
I think so. They've done their homework. I guess one thing we ought to mention is that every Forest Service area has its own specific rules and regulations as far as cutting areas, as well as types of trees that can be cut.
That is true. Each ranger district has different rules and areas where we do and do not allow cutting of Christmas trees. I think, by and large, across the state, cutting is not allowed within 200 feet of lakes and streams or in campgrounds or other administrative sites. There's a lot of general forest area out there where people can find trees. And cutting trees also is not an opportunity to just drive off-road wherever you want. You still need to follow our travel plans and then be prepared for the conditions that are out there.
I know Kathy always wants to emphasize that we want to make sure we cut those trees close to the ground. You don't want to have a big stump up there poking out of the ground.
Yeah, the stump should be no higher than 6 inches, but ideally as close to the ground as you can possibly get it.
And I know that there's a temptation sometimes. The better shaped parts of the trees are sometimes a little bit higher. We are not to top the trees either.
Yeah, the maximum height of a tree that people can take are 20 feet, which is a pretty big tree. So that's the tallest one, and we ask that people don't cut the mature trees and then just take the top out of it.
Let's talk about locations or destinations where people can go and cut a tree this season. Let's go through the list from the press release.
Well, for the Uinta Wasatch Cache, we're selling Christmas tree permits, some online and some on location, starting with the Heber Camas Ranger District. There are a number of locations you can pick up Christmas tree permits there in the Camas office or in the Heber office. And then they're also selling permits online as well.
And those areas, you may think that they'll be unlimited, but they go extremely fast.
They do go very fast. Yeah. And so this year for the Heber Camas Ranger District, we'll have 3,000 permits that will be sold at any of those locations, and then 3,000 permits online.
Then if you do go online, there's a couple dollars extra fee for the online services.
There is, yeah. It's a $2.50 fee for those.
For us, I can't even break even on gas for $2.50, so it's a plus.
Yep. For the Evanston Mountain View Ranger District, the permits can be purchased in Evanston at the Evanston District Office Monday through Friday. So permits are available from there and also online as well. And this year we'll be offering 2,500 permits, physical permits for Evanston Mountain View, and 2,000 online as well.
And lodgepole pine is the primary species in this area.
On Evanston Mountain View, yes. But if you search around and have the ability to maybe go to a little higher elevation, you can find subalpine fir or some of the other species. But lodgepole pine is primarily at the lower elevations that would be more available as you get later in the season.
And just jumping back to the UNA Wasatch Cache, the primary ones we've been cutting over the years have been subalpine fir, which is a beautiful tree. They hold up great throughout the Christmas season.
They absolutely do. If you take care of them, they really stay. The needles will stay on. They'll stay in great shape.
They've also opened it up so you can cut also lodgepole pine in this area.
Yes. And again, if you look into the right locations, you can get a pretty full, really pretty tree.
You're not kidding. In fact, that's been something we've cut many years over the years, and they are extremely fragrant. They're beautiful. They're a fun tree. Let's jump over to the Ashley National Forest.
So the Ashley National Forest is offering their permits. And for specific information on where the Ashley is offering permits, you can find that on the web, or you can call the Ashley National Forest.
And the Dixie National Forest?
They're also offering their permits and saying you can call the Dixie to find the locations where they're offering Christmas trees where you can go cut them.
And also same with Fish Lake and Manti La Salle.
Yeah, the Fish Lake and the Manti La Salle have already put their permits online. And I'm not sure what they have for physical permits at their locations. But those are both fantastic forests to go down and explore and get away from the crowds along with the Ashley if you're looking to do that. So I know a lot of folks will travel down there as well.
I know a lot of folks have been chattering since we got some early snows in October. I know a lot of folks are already chattering that they feel the need to cut that tree extra early. Now, there's advantages and disadvantages to going early. You may beat the snows if it continues to keep piling up there. Disadvantages, you got to take extra good care so they don't dry out before the holiday wraps up.
Yeah, if you cut a tree right now, I think if you really take care to keep it watered and not get too dry, they'll last all the way through Christmas. A lot of commercial tree businesses have probably already cut their trees by now and maybe getting them ready to ship. So a tree that you cut yourself, you can keep it in good shape all the way through Christmas.
What are some tips and tricks that you have seen over the years that really help extend that season for the tree?
Well, I've made some mistakes, like keeping them outside, and they tend to get frozen, and the water that they have tends to get frozen. So it's important that you keep them, if you're not going to decorate it right away in a garage, keep it in a bucket of water, make sure it stays wet. You can keep them covered up, and they stay in pretty good shape that way. You might be able to throw a sheet over it to keep them from being damaged. Those are probably the most important things.
Great advice. I've experienced the same thing myself. I thought I was really clever, cut it on the bottom, put it in a big old bucket outside, and it turned into a block of ice, which didn't give any more water. And it became extremely challenging to break the ice off to get it back into the house. So I've experienced very similar things. In addition, I like your advice on wrapping them. I have wrapped mine the last several years, and it has really kept the needles in. It has kept the wind from drying it out. It's kept it a lot nicer until it was ready to be brought in the home.
Yeah, that's perfect. If you take good care of it, then you'll have a tree all the way through the season.
In fact, we actually wrap it up before we even leave our site. We've had some bed sheets we picked up from a thrift store and wrapped it up around that tree, and that prevents a lot of beating of the 55-mile-hour winds carrying it back home on the top of our car, and it just really helps it so much.
If you're going to put it up on top of a vehicle on a rack, if they're wrapped up, they're a little easier to secure that way, too. And yeah, you get less damage to the tree itself from the tie-down straps that you're using to hold it on.
Sure does reduce a lot of wind resistance, too, when you're getting some side winds. It does look funny, though. It doesn't look quite as charming driving down the road. We've been stopped before, and somebody thought we had a body up there once.
As long as you got that Christmas tree permit attached to it, I think you're in good shape.
Yeah, we were good. Let's talk about that a bit. For people who are purchasing online, Obviously, you won't have a sticker to stick on the tree. How do you prove that you've actually purchased that tree?
Just print off the receipt that shows that you have it, and you'll be good. Make sure you take that with you as you go out to cut the tree and come back with it.
And if they do pick up a physical sticker, they need to actually apply that before they actually take off from the site.
Yeah, just put that around the base of the tree, and then when you get it home, if you need to cut the bottom off, as long as while you're transporting the tree, it's affixed to the tree, and then you're in good shape.
Have you done this before yourself with your family?
I have, yeah. I've done it a number of times, and my kids still remember the fun of going out there and searching around for a tree. Sometimes the cold isn't as thrilling for them, but the opportunity to build that tradition really is wonderful.
I agree. What are some tips and advice for folks to be more safe and have a more enjoyable time while they're hunting their tree?
Well, I'd first start with calling the ranger district where you intend to go and asking about maybe the specific roads that you're going to drive down, what the conditions are, if they're muddy or if they're snow-packed, and then plan on that. Have the gear that you need in case you do get stuck and have a plan. I would say also bring plenty of food and bring enough clothes to stay warm, gloves, boots, blankets, anything that you think that you will need. And then also be aware that not everywhere on the forest has great cell coverage. So don't always depend on, if I get stuck, I can just call someone and they can come get me. Sometimes you are out of cell coverage and you need to be prepared just in case something goes wrong.
That's all great advice. Y'all help. If you're bringing little ones along, bring at least two extra pairs of socks with you, extra boots as well. If there's a puddle, if there's a way they're going to get wet, I can almost guarantee you they will find a way to get wet.
Yes, they will. I think the other part is making it fun, too. If you've got little kids, sometimes we get hyper-focused on got to get the perfect tree and marching up through the woods, but making sure the kids have fun and have enough food and really enjoy being outdoors, I think that's important as well.
We like to bring a little hot cocoa with us and some Christmas snacks, and the kids love it. They look forward to that every year.
Yep, that's a great plan.
Everyone takes a little extra pride if they're the person who found that tree that we cut down.
That's a great way to go. There are a lot of options for trees out there, and finding that perfect one is a lot of fun. And you should be able to get out in the right location and find one that is just right for you.
Make sure you remember to bring the saw with you from the vehicle. Don't leave it in the trunk like we have done some years.
Yeah, if you get out too far, you're going to have to slog back. But it doesn't take much of a saw. Some people will bring a chainsaw, but just a basic handsaw for most trees will get right through it. So I personally recommend a handsaw of some sort. Some people will bring an axe or a hatchet or something along those lines, but pretty simple handsaw will usually do it for most of the trees that are out there.
And an inexpensive one will get you just fine. I mean, they're usually right around $10, $11 for most of the big box stores.
Yep.
It's a fun time. It's really awesome. It's a great family memory. I mean, every year we've been doing this has been a memory for my kids, and it's been something I've done with my parents when I was growing up, and there's vivid memories. They paint these pictures in your mind of what Christmas really is. You're getting away from all of the hustle and bustle and let's race to this store and race to that store. And you get actually spend some quiet time with each other on purpose, a goal together to find that tree. And you get to enjoy that whole season.
I would agree with that. It's a recreation opportunity that we're proud to offer and give people the chance to get out there. It is important that people are prepared so that their memories are positive as they get the chance to go out there. But with the right preparation, it's certainly a wonderful, safe, and enjoyable activity.
One thing that we would suggest for folks out there, make sure that you let someone at home know when you anticipate coming back. Give yourself a lot of extra time, too. It never ceases to amaze me how long it takes sometimes to find that tree and then come back. And with daylight saving time changing this weekend, that sun gets down a lot earlier than what we're used to right now.
Yeah, you'll have a little less time in the afternoon, but I would let people know when you'll be back and where you're planning on going. If you can plan it out as best possible and leave a map or a location or even a place name. so that someone knows where you are. If you get stuck, they'll know where to send someone. What happens every year that someone is out a little further than they should be. But again, with at least proper notification, it should be fine.
Also encourage people to watch those storms. Watch the weather forecast. We always try to time it so that we have plenty of time before any predicted storms get in. And make sure we are pointed back down out of the canyon so we have to turn around and try to get our way out of that in case it starts dropping a lot of snow on us.
Yeah, that's always a good idea. Hopefully we'll get a lot of snow this year, and I would really love to see that. But yeah, roads can get pretty slick and dangerous with 6 inches or more of snow on them. It can be very challenging.
Again, if folks want more information on where to find their Christmas tree permits, to get this first step, where do they go?
I would either call a Forest Service office, or you can go online to any of the forests you're looking for. You can search for those. But our national website is FS, like Forest Service, .usda.gov. And then from there, you can select whatever forest that you would like to learn about. And the phone numbers are there. And each forest has information posted online for how to get more information on where to cut a Christmas tree.
Fantastic. All right, then. Let's take a quick break. Be back in a few minutes. We'll continue our discussion with Dave Whittakin with the U.S. Forest Service. We'll talk about forest fires and forest health. Stick around. More fun is on the way here on Western Life Radio. With the world through Rise Broadband and stay in touch with all things important to you and your family. Known as the number one fixed wireless internet provider in the United States, Rise Broadband will keep you connected with work, school, shopping, and entertainment. Whether you live in a suburban or rural area, Rise helps keep you and your family connected with the people and things that you value most. Rise Broadband offers flexible packages designed to meet your budget so you can enjoy all your favorite music and movies with fast, reliable, in-home Wi-Fi. Stream your favorite shows, play the hottest games without buffering, and stay in touch with family and friends. Get more for less with Rise Broadband. To check availability in your area, visit risebroadband.com or call 844-411-RISE.
Hi, I'm Governor Spencer Cox. We live in an incredible state, and this time of year, my family and I, we love to ride. Unfortunately, we've had too many fatalities this year. And while safety equipment is critical, it's not enough. Remember to always be aware of your surroundings and never ride beyond your capabilities. We want to make sure that you make it home safe. And never forget, nobody is invincible.
Choose your adventure. With 46 state parks and an impressive list of recreational opportunities.
Yes, bass fishing at Sand Hall State Park.
Visitors might have a hard time choosing what to do each weekend.
Woo! Windsurfing at Deer Creek State Park.
Choose your adventure. Explore Utah and create memories at Utah State Parks. For campground reservations, ideas for your next adventure, or to purchase an annual pass, stop by stateparks.utah.gov.
Waterfowl identification can be a great game for the kids. We're teaching skills to last a lifetime. Next on Western Life Radio.
Southwest.
Sportsman's Warehouse started right here in Utah, and as you probably already know, it's your headquarters for everything hunting. With the season in full swing, Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need to gear up for the hunts. But if hunting's not your thing, you've got to see the selection of great camping supplies, from tents, sleeping bags, packs, and lanterns, to thousands of accessories. And with football season, let's not forget tailgating. Let's talk grills, pop-up shelters, tables, and chairs galore. There's something for everyone. Sportsman's Warehouse, Utah born, Utah proud.
When it all goes south, your shooting ability will follow it down to your level of training. Train to a higher level, TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Put on your helmet, let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Education on the marsh can be a lot of fun for the kids. Troy Thompson with the Utah Waterfowl Association calls in the next bird.
I have a rule with my two boys. If they can't tell me what it is before they shoot it, I won't let them shoot it. It's important that you identify the birds, because I'm not saying you have to shoot all drakes. I let my boys shoot as many hens as they do drakes. But the important thing is to let them know what they're shooting before they shoot it, so they don't just shoot it and pick it up and go, oh, well, that's cool. They knew before the fact of what it was when they shot. The biggest thing is, if you start with the kids when they're young and you teach them to identify those birds as they're coming in, their different qualities or different attributes that each bird has and each species has, then the kids can pick up on them in a hurry. And it's amazing to me that now my 14-year-old, he's better than I am at picking things up on the wing farther out. It's probably because his eyes are younger, but gosh, he can tell me a lot quicker than what I can see what they are. It's good to see that in him. And my 20-year-old is the same way. He can pick them up and see them from clear out there too and know what they are before he's shooting at them. If we've limited and the birds are working well, we'll sit there and play with the birds. We've been out there before where we're done by 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon, and we'll sit there till dark and just play with the birds. Let my boys practice their calling. I'll show them, hey, look, the birds are reacting or they're not reacting. This is when you need to hit them. That's how they learn, and that's how they become better hunters.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.
Utah State Parks has a series of 17 snowmobiling complex maps available. These maps have a description of the trail, difficulty rating, mileage, and GPS coordinates. For your copy, available either on CDs or as paper copies, download them from www.snowut.com. This message is brought to you by Utah State Parks OHV Education.
Be safe this winter driving season. Make sure your car is in proper working condition and is stocked with blankets, warm clothing, booster cables, a fire extinguisher, and tools. Also, be sure to include bottled water, high-calorie snacks, a first aid kit, flashlights and batteries, a shovel, and ice scraper. These winter safety tips are brought to you by FEMA, the Region 8 Youth Preparedness Council, this station, and Western Life Radio.
No matter what's bugging you this summer in your garden, the USU Extension Service Integrated Pest Management Program can help you find solutions. From free fact sheets and books to seminars and updated pest advisories, this website will point you in the right direction. To find these and other free resources, stop at extension.usu.edu/pests.
Now back to Western Life Radio with your host, Brian Brinkerhoff.
Welcome back to Western Life Radio. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff, host of this program. We have Dave Whittakin with us with the U.S. Forest Service. Now, we started off the interview talking briefly about forest health.
I think there's better awareness in general of the issue of human-caused fires. I believe this year, just over 50% of the fires that started on the Uinta Wasatch Cache were human started. The state of Utah oftentimes in the past had a 90% rate of human caused fires. So I'm hoping that people are more aware and can continue that awareness going forward. It's always a problem, but if we can prevent even a couple fires from being started by people, that really helps out our firefighters.
Still room for improvement if 50% are still human caused, but compliments to everyone out there for trying to make a difference this past year.
I would agree. As I said, just a few less fires really does make a difference. You never know when that one is going to be the one that really takes off. But that awareness of what people are doing in the woods and paying attention to some of the restrictions really does help.
It won't be long before we'll be talking about snowmobiling opportunities.
Hopefully, again, we'll get plenty of snow. We always work with the state of Utah on our grooming program and be able to provide a lot of miles with snowmobile opportunities. And the other thing I think that is important is always being vigilant to the avalanche danger that is out there. If you do go off trail, make sure you know before you go. You can check the Utah Avalanche Center website and have the right equipment, an avalanche beeper and the probe poles and the shovels, anything you may need. But more importantly, knowing ahead of time so you don't get yourself in that kind of situation.
You make such good points right there. I'm glad you brought that up. Right now is the perfect time to take a class, and there are lots and lots of classes available right now.
There are. And checking on the Utah Avalanche Center website, they always list the courses that are available. And I'm sure that snowmobile organizations and backcountry ski organizations right now are preparing those classes. Now is the time to become aware, and that's preseason. Check your equipment. Pull your avalanche beeper out. Make sure you haven't stored batteries in it all year and that they haven't corroded, that it turns on, that it works, and locate all that gear now and be prepared for when that first snow hits, the big one, that you're prepared to go and going to be safe.
A lot of people, after Labor Day, they pack up. You don't see them in the woods anymore. You don't see them outside anymore. There is a whole new world of opportunities out there if you're safe. This time of year, as we come into winter, it can be magical, but it is a very unforgiving time if you come unprepared.
Yes, now's not the time to lay off. A sudden storm can come in, and you might get caught thinking that the day started as a late fall day, but it could turn into a winter day in a hurry. And that includes no matter what you're doing, whether you're out on a four-wheeler, out on a lake, or hiking. The weather can change really quickly this time of year, and it's always good to be prepared.
And also keep a safe distance from wildlife. This is a tough time of year for them. You don't want them to stress out or burn up critical fat reserves when they really need it.
Yeah. Big game or getting ready to transition into those winter ranges. Deer getting ready for the rut. The elk have already gone through that. They're doing their best to prepare for winter, so respect them. Give them some distance. That is always important.
And one other thing we always try to bring home, not as decorations for the tree, but we always try to pick up a bag or two of garbage other thoughtless folks have left behind.
I would encourage that. Unfortunately, that is an option for people. I would hope that everyone who goes out there takes back what they bring out, leave no trace. But yeah, if you do have the opportunity, we are always very thankful for that.
Anything else you'd like to share with folks out there?
I just appreciate everyone and their interest in our national forests in Utah. And as I said, we're proud for the opportunity to offer up Christmas trees and all the recreation opportunities that we have. And I would encourage everyone out there who's listening to stay involved, stay active, and participate in the decisions that we're making on forests, and then also get out there and recreate as much as possible. I know a lot of areas have been busy, but I know there are also areas that you can find that if you're looking for solitude or any kind of opportunities to recreate. To me, it's a really valuable resource that national forests are providing, and we want to be able to continue to do that.
There's almost always a public comment period somewhere in the state of Utah on one of our Forest Service lands.
There are. We're trying to do a lot of different kinds of projects out there. We do everything from wildlife habitat improvement to watershed restoration, fuel treatments to minimize the dangers from wildfires. there are always projects going on. And just as I refer people to our website for Christmas tree information, you can also get a lot of information on the projects that we are working on at any given time on those same websites.
I guess one other thing we ought to mention, a lot of people are not aware. In fact, I wasn't aware until a couple of years ago. There are actually permits available where you can actually bring home a live subalpine fir or aspen tree if you wanted to.
We do offer some of those, not the same way as Christmas tree permits. You would need to stop into a district office or give them a call and find out what any forest or district might be offering. But yeah, there are opportunities like that as well on a limited basis. We don't want to dig up too much of the forest, but yeah, we do offer some live trees.
I thought that was really a cool idea. I hadn't even considered it. I didn't even know about it till a few years ago, and what a neat opportunity. If you wanted to have that tree year-round to celebrate, if you could take care of it at home and you could decorate it in your front yard.
Yeah, you could certainly do that as well.
Again, where do people go if they want more information about the Christmas tree permits?
You can call your local forest or go online at fs.usda.gov and then look up the forest that you are interested in and all the phone numbers. And hopefully the relevant information will be right there on the front of the website.
So much respect for you and the rest of your team. Dave Whittakin joining us once again with the U.S. Forest Service. Wish you all the best this upcoming holiday season.
Thanks, you too.
Connect with the world through Rise Broadband and stay in touch with all things important to you and your family. Known as the number one fixed wireless internet provider in the United States, Rise Broadband will keep you connected with work, school, shopping, and entertainment. Whether you live in a suburban or rural area, Rise helps keep you and your family connected with the people and things that you value most. Rise Broadband offers flexible packages designed to meet your budget so you can enjoy all your favorite music and movies with fast, reliable, in-home Wi-Fi. Stream your favorite shows, play the hottest games without buffering, and stay in touch with family and friends. Get more for less with Rise Broadband. To check availability in your area, visit risebroadband.com or call 844-411-RISE.
Play safe. Boating accidents happen quickly. You never know when you might end up in the water. Wear your life jacket and have a throwable life preserver on board. Remember, Utah boaters wear it. Visit stateparks.utah.gov. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Only in the forest can you see this. And this. And this. But nothing beats the moment you see that.
Cool!
That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
I didn't know it could do that!
Because one trip to the forest can spark a world of difference.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, canoeing, fishing, or camping. Or create your own adventure with family and friends, and you might just see this. Your moment's out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is James Ray with Be Ready Utah, and I'd like to talk to you about emotional and mental health resilience. Mental and emotional resilience is applicable to individuals at home or at work. Safeguarding mental health has grown to become a key consideration for business continuity. I want to share 5 strategies that you can use at home with your family or at work with your coworkers, but I will approach this from a workplace perspective. Strategy 1 is to take steps to check in individually with every employee. It's important to treat everyone as an individual. Different people will be responding to the stress brought on by the pandemic in different ways, and it will potentially cause a range of mental health issues for many people. The first step towards recognizing these comes with actively checking in with employees in a one-to-one situation, as this can allow businesses to form a greater understanding of how they're coping through this particularly difficult period. Strategy 2, make sure people have and are aware of secure routes for reporting their mental health issues. Strategies which look to engage with employees and directly ask them about how they're doing should be accompanied by more subtle routes for people to gain help. Often, people may feel intimidated to discuss their mental health with the colleagues and manager they work with on a day-to-day basis, as they may have anxiety about the way they're perceived. To counter this issue, it's important that employees can discuss their mental health issues with people within a business away from their direct teams, preferably an HR manager or someone with mental wellness training. Removing the stigma to discuss mental health issues is an important part of creating a culture of health within an organization. And getting leaders to walk the talk is definitely key. Strategy 3, allow and encourage employees to take breaks. To be at our most productive, it is important to take regular breaks within the workday. One useful and easy to implement technique is the Pomodoro technique. This involves using a timer to break down work into intervals, separated by short breaks. The steps of this technique are as follows. Decide on the task to be done and set a timer, usually to 25 minutes, and work on the task. When the timer rings, put a check mark on a piece of paper and take a break. If you have fewer than 4 check marks, take a short break of 3 to 5 minutes and then reset the timer. After 4 check marks, take a longer break of 15 to 30 minutes. Then start the technique again, resetting your check mark count to 0. This has been proven to help improve concentration and avoid procrastination, as well as providing a sense of achievement as tasks are completed. Strategy 4, consider the information employees are receiving. And if this applies to your family, consider the information your family members are receiving. People are bombarded in their daily technology-filled lives with more and more information, as it's hard to get away from it. Some of the information around the pandemic or other disasters is poor quality, factually inaccurate, feeding feelings of mass hysteria and paranoia. Both a lack of information and poor quality information has been shown to increase irrational thinking. Checking in with employees on a personal level to make sure they are receiving information from legitimate sources is an important task for employers. But it can help employees form an understanding of the situation in the world, which counters many of the negative conspiratorial narratives we've seen come about. Strategy 5, this is the last one, provide employees with the tools to help them, understanding the level of personal responsibility, which must be encouraged. Ultimately, businesses need to be focused on creating the conditions in which an individual employee is able to take responsibility for their mental well-being, finding the particular strategies which work for them. This links fundamentally to the workplace culture businesses cultivate. A culture which promotes self-care and provides the tools for this can be invaluable for employees. If people feel like they have the option of going for a lunchtime walk to a local park, getting some much-needed fresh air and exercise, then they are far more likely to do so. But the decision to go ahead with this still rests with them. With many employees working from home, encouraging personal responsibility regarding mental wellness becomes an even more important task, as organizations in the current setup simply have a lot less direct oversight on employees. Those are the five strategies for helping build mental and emotional resilience within your workforce or others around you. This has been James Ray with Be Ready Utah. For more information, go to our website at BeReadyUtah.gov.
Discover the magic within Utah State Parks with an annual State Parks Pass. From boating and fishing to hiking, camping, and off-highway vehicle adventures, Utah State Parks offers a wide variety of activities in the great outdoors. An annual State Park Pass opens the gate to year-round adventures at an amazing price. The annual State Park Pass provides day-use access for you and your family. In addition, Utah State Parks opens the gate to cultural and historical parks where you can learn more about Utah's rich heritage. And don't forget to reserve your favorite campsites year-round with options in teepees, yurts, and hammocks in addition to the standard tent and RV options. Visit the trailhead for more information at stateparks.utah.gov.
Faster Utah empowers teachers, administrators, and other school staff to defend themselves in case of a school shooting. We teach advanced firearms and trauma first aid skills. Graduates of the Faster program pass the same post-qualification shoot as Utah law enforcement. For more information and find out how you can help, go to fasterutah.org.
Play safe. Boating accidents happen quickly. You never know when you might end up in the water. Wear your life jacket and have a throwable life preserver on board. Remember, Utah boaters wear it. Visit stateparks.utah.gov. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Explore the universe from one of Utah's dark sky parks. With more than 14 state park destinations to choose from, your family can gaze at the Milky Way, watch the moonrise, or make a wish during a meteor shower. With the right telescope, you can find nearby planets, tour distant galaxies, or capture the heavens with your own deep space photography. Your adventure begins with a camping reservation and a clear view to the darkened skies. Launch your epic nighttime adventure at stateparks.utah.gov.
Put on your helmet, let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
There's nothing quite like the great outdoors, and at Sportsman's Warehouse, we share your passion for hunting, fishing, and camping. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. And if this winter that includes ice fishing, you're in luck. Sportsman's Warehouse has a terrific selection of all the latest equipment. When it's cold outside, that's the time to come in and see what's hot inside. At Sportsman's Warehouse, Utah born, Utah proud, serving you since 1986, Sportsman's Warehouse, the great indoors for those that love the great outdoors.
same shadows cast. It raises our spirits like warm glowing embers with tales of adventure invoked from the past. He's hunting and fishing in marshes and mountains, discovering life in the backcountry wild, exploring the West with its treasures abounding, with the soul of a sportsman and heart of a child. Wild and free, the song of the mountains is calling to me. Wild and free, in the great western wildlands, discover the backcountry dream.
Folks, you've been listening to Western Life Radio, a 30-year outdoor and western lifestyle tradition. Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.